Becoming part of the 1% is easier than you think. Hi, I'm Chuck Palm, podcaster and partner at Podframe. Have you ever wanted to start a podcast but were not sure how to even get started? Or you felt overwhelmed thinking about your content strategy? What would you even talk about? How would you select your show topics? Now there's a way you can unlock your brain's creative center and produce the kind of content that gets listeners and is proven more effective at keeping their attention. So you want to start a podcast, but you want to ensure that your podcast does not fail like 90% of podcasts that don't even make it past episode number 3. That means 1.8 million podcasters quit as soon as they start. And of the remaining 10%, 90% of those don't even make it to 20 episodes. That means if you put out only 21 episodes, you're in the top 1% of all podcast producers. A recent Forbes article reported that only 26% of podcasts have over 10 episodes and a new episode within the last year. This means that if you create just 11 episodes, your podcast will have more content available than 75% of 2 million podcasts. That means to be successful, you only need to put out one episode a week, or about 4 a month. The key to a successful podcast is simple. You need the right niche, quality content, good production quality, and effective marketing. For measurement purposes, you need the audience numbers, chart rankings, Google and YouTube search trends, and reviews and ratings. Does this seem overwhelming? It can be if you're not prepared. The fact is, there's still only one thing that makes a podcast successful: visibility. Podcasting is the fastest growing medium ever to reach an audience, and there's no sign of it slowing down. But it's not changed much in the last 15 years. What if I told you your message is not reaching the people you intended it for? Is it your topics, your voice, bad graphics, or video? Not likely. Many successful podcasts reach millions every day, and it's not due to their sound quality or fancy graphics or superstar guests. What about your message? Are people responding to your request for their email or your plea to have them sign up for your newsletter? Less than 30% of listeners will even click through to your website, let alone fill out forms or newsletter requests. It's not what you say, it's how you say it that gets people to follow through with your requests for their information. Now, what if I told you that neuroscience, along with the Podframe platform, has found a way to get more rapid and engaging content, more listeners and subscribers, and more fans than any other method? I'll bet you think we're pulling your leg or trying to scam you. I know when I first heard about it, I thought it was too good to be true, but here's the simple facts. I'm a podcasting veteran of over 18 years, with great content, excellent production elements, interesting guests, and all the SEO tricks up my sleeve. Yet, implementing the Podframe system made a believer out of me. Podframing is probably not what you might think it is. It actually uses scientifically proven methods to unleash your creativity and unlock amazing content, and then, just for good measure, make your content irresistible to your audience. The AI in Podframe is not artificial, it's actual intelligence. Using psychological prompts that engage the blue zone, a state of creative collective awareness that usually is only achievable to you right before you fall asleep or when meditating. The National Institute of Health has studied the regions of the brain and tried to identify why it reacts to emotions and distractions, and the fact is, we're still wildly uninformed as to how or why it works the way that it does. What we do know is that almost everyone is unaware of how to tap into the creative megabank that is the blue zone of the brain, mainly due to all of our emotional and environmental distractions. To say that we leave so much of our brain untapped is a massive understatement. What would happen if we were able to show you how to reach into that creative ocean of content that just lies underneath your normal consciousness? I know what it did for me, and just like you, I started out skeptical and had to be shown how to do it before it made me a believer. It also helped that psychoanalysts and other brain scientists have used it and have endorsed the reframing method used in Podframe. I've created hundreds of podcasts, videos, and creative content in the past 20 years, and I've even written 2 books. When I was taught about Podframing, I was able to triple the amount of creative content in the first week. On one particular podcast, I went from 11 episodes to having content for 75 more. And most surprising of all, I was able to do it in only 2 sessions, less than 3 hours total time commitment. And the icing on the cake? I got more views on my episodes than any other content I've posted in the past 15 years, due to the science of the PodFrame ecosystem, using the same neuroscience-based methods to reach my ideal audience. I can say for certain now, not only am I a believer, but I became a partner in PodFraming, and I have made it my mission to teach others how they can unleash their creative minds, find their voice, and reach the right audience. Take a moment to clear your mind and think about what you really want to say and who should hear it. Then contact us at PodFrame and let us show you how to unleash your best content today.